something that I'm very passionate about and something that's a top priority for most of the folks in my district.
Democratic Congressman Patrick Murphy, a new face in Congress, says preserving a historic site like the Everglades is one of his main goals, not only for himself, but also for House District 18, the South Florida area he serves. So he's partnering with another Florida Congressman, Tom Rooney, a Republican, on some legislation that he says would do some needed good in the area. Murphy says what it comes down to is improving the water quality, and one of the ideas they're talking about is preventing the disrupting flows of dirty water.
There's these discharges that leave Lake Okeechobee when the lake fills up to a certain level, and because of a failing dike that is at risk of bursting at the seams, they have to discharge the water, and they do it out the east and the west, and when it comes out through the St. Lucie River, it really caused a lot of problems. And not to mention the smell, and it's filthy, it leads to algae blooms. So bottom line is, how do we best prevent those discharges? And overall, how do we improve the water quality? And there's a lot that's been done, don't get me wrong, but it takes a lot of time, and unfortunately it is very expensive.
He says if something isn't done about the water quality, it will continue to affect areas like Florida's real estate, the fishing industry, and tourism. Murphy says these are all things Congress should be worried about, which is why he's all for the revival of the Congressional Everglades Caucus by two senior congressmen, Republican Mario Diaz-Balart and Democrat Alcee Hastings.
I plan on joining that caucus ASAP, and I do think that it's really a lot about education. It's about informing other members of Congress and informing the public about the urgency of the situation here and why it's so important to really so much of southern Florida. So I think if more people understood the importance of it, they would be more willing, when it comes to the appropriations time in Congress, that these projects will get funded.
And Dawn Shares, the National Everglades Coalition co-chair, agrees. She says there's a 4-to-1 return on investment on Everglades restoration, and congressional leaders need to know. Shares says with Republicans and Democrats working for the benefit of the Everglades this year can only mean more good things in the future to help with barriers to Everglades restoration.
Well, one of the biggest challenges that we have had is that Everglades restoration, when it was passed under the Comprehensive Everglades Restoration Plan, rely on, as we designed each project, we would have to return to Congress and receive authorization, even though the project overall had already been authorized. And the trouble with that, it relied on a vehicle called the Water Resources Development Act, which traditionally passes every 2 years. However, Congress has not been passing Water Resource Development Acts over the last 7 years. And so we have had a challenge of how do we get the projects that are ready to go authorized so that we can begin construction.
Scherer says overall, despite some setbacks in the last 4 years, she's seen outstanding progress with restoration efforts and hopes to work with policymakers in the future. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Kortner.